Hello and welcome to SB Pod with Stanford Steve. I am Scott Van Pelt. Quick win this week, Steve.
Yeah.
Because we got a show. We follow a baseball game. And also, we went long on a taped pod that I think people are going to really enjoy. Tom Dolan, Olympic gold medalist, former world record holder. It's a lot of dad talk, but it's like a dad who's achieved at the highest level. And I don't want to oversell. I don't know. I think people will really enjoy that conversation. And that's coming out next week, 4th of July week. And then that's when I leave, and then that'll be the last pod we do. Now we'll be back at some point. This is when Schwenk goes, hey, you got any thoughts? Nope, no thoughts about when I'm going to do it. You got to tape one for next 4th of July week.
There you go.
Boom, tee it up. And we'll figure out the rest. Stanford Steve's back from the beach. There were stories from the beach.
Yeah, we could get to those.
Okay, we'll get to some calamitous stories of beach trip. We're off and flying. Swim meet stories. We went across the river to Tom's place, Washington Golf. And let me just tell you, they call it the Terror Dome for a reason.
Really. They have like stadium seating.
Yes, it's like there's upper decks. Gosh. It's an absolute scene, and they're great. They're like a food processor. You're the food. They grind you up.
Jump in the pool, and we'll grind you up.
Yep, that's you're just here. You're fodder. It's what you are. Cool. Let's drive around and try to figure out where the chain bridge we get off. Where am I? I swear to God, Virginia might as well be Liechtenstein.
Oh,
Luxembourg. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what's going on. I hope you all feel the same when you come over to Maryland. I hope you're just as confused as we are.
Don't they play in football this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At our place.
Oh, yeah.
Come get it. Bit. Come up here, Chris Long. Your least favorite place in the world. You won't come. You won't do it. Let me get words out to Long's people. I'm laying down the gauntlet. It's a Friday night.
Oh,
bring your gang.
Tailgate.
Bring the youngsters. We get juice, sippy cups, the whole whatever you want. Yeah, it was cold. It was like 65 degrees. Something was wrong with the heater in their pool. Charlie just said, nope, no, can't
they
do
beat
it.
You before the pool meet started.
Yeah, I mean, they psyched us out. They're like Alabama. They're like Alabama of the Washington.
Well, you got them out of the way, right? Schedule. They're that's it.
Yeah, I mean, we might have been their homecoming game. I don't know. I don't care. It's in the rear view. On to bigger and better things. We're fine. The draft was last week. I got to tell you.
I want to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you were smart. You're like, I'm going to the beach. You're on your own, Van Pelt. Thanks, Steve.
What's your favorite part of the NBA draft?
When it ends. That's my favorite part of it. It's just a horrendous televised product.
Brutal.
And I mean, I'm not talking about like Monica McNutt just dominating on the couch area with the families, just getting great insight and emotional moments, like really cool stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that people get drafted by teams, that they get traded. We're drafting for a team. And then on the draft, they're saying, here's the needs. Here's how he fits their need. He's not playing for this team. But, hey, here's a once-in-a-lifetime moment. You're not playing for the Wizards or the Pacers. You're playing for the Wizards. But here, come up here on the stage and put on a Pacers hat for your once-in-a-lifetime moment to stand with the commissioner. No one knows who's playing for who.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, because so few of the guys played college basketball, I feel like it's never been a greater, how do I put it? It feels so speculative. And maybe Scoot's great. Wembanyama, we've been hearing about since Schmidt came on our show three years ago. Might have been four. And said he's the best prospect he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. But he played in France. Scoot didn't play college. The only guy that really played college in the top five, I guess, is Miller. The Thompson twins played in a professional league. I don't know enough about it to weigh in intelligently. I don't know how much structured in terms of like how are guys coached. I mean, do you develop more there than you do in college? And maybe this is me, like people just eye roll because I like college basketball. And I'm not saying you don't develop there. I'm just saying I haven't seen him. So I don't know. I just don't know. And I mean, I've had NBA players say to me, it's like, just like glorified AAU. That's their comment to me. I don't know. I haven't seen enough. So I feel like I'm flying blind with so many of these players. But that, like, what I love about it is the emotion. Like Nick Smith, he had a tough year for Arkansas because he was injured all the time. Like when he got picked, that emotion was so real and so raw, and it's beautiful to see that part of it. I'll always love that part. Mm-hmm. What I don't love is, and it's no one's fault, but like you do the NFL draft and like, okay, we put on the Stroud tape against Georgia. Like, all right, there's a pretty good high level game. I know what we're getting here. Mm-hmm. Put on a zillion different Bryce Young tapes. All right. Well, I know what we're getting here. You draft guys in the top five, and I just have no context of knowing what can they do and when will they be able to do it. Oh, also, here they are in a hat of a team that they actually don't play for. So just figuring out how to better announce the product, and this is my yearly complaint. The NBA is filled with a lot of smart people. It's a $1 billion league, and they have a draft where so many of the components of it are just not digestible, or at least not the way that it's presented.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of it.
Yeah, it's like you said, there's not a lot of substance on these guys. The kind of giving context is a challenge, and that's what makes it hard. And to your point, I didn't watch it. Like I said, I was on vacation, and I just realized today that the Wizards didn't draft Jairus Walker.
They sure didn't. They sure
like,
did.
But like when you go to the websites and you look at the draft order,
his picture's there, right? That's really smart.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, let's make it really hard for anyone to figure out. And maybe I'm a dummy. Maybe Steve and I are the two bozos, and the rest of you guys are like, hey, it's really not that hard to follow. Well, it could be easier. It could be easier to follow. Yeah. We had Wembanyama on. That guy's just fascinating. He's handsome and charismatic and really tall and apparently quite gifted. And I don't know. It's just he just feels very polished, but not in a bad way. I think polished can sound like I'm saying you're rehearsed. That's not what I mean.
It's amazing in this day and age.
Uh-huh.
Seeing how he was everywhere, starting with at the airport. I think he landed in Newark, people going crazy. All the interviews he did, the shows, goes to the pitch at Yankee Stadium. Not one negative thing. Not one.
I mean, when he sat down, I mean, he was with us, and we had to be the 100th person that he talked to.
Yeah, exactly.
And there could have been that I'm a little fatigued with the process, maybe a lot fatigued with the process. None of that. Now, granted, I'm a really big deal, and I'm quite famous,
quite confident.
I'm quite confident. Shout out to Joe Ingles. I'm neither of those things. Cable at midnight. I'm not a big deal, and I'm joking. Obviously, you should know this. I think that's just who he is. I think he's just a sincerely decent dude who was having an incredibly great day and was enjoying every bit of the process. And at no point did I feel like he was in a hurry. I signed off by saying, look, you said it's only 10:30 in New York City. You said this is the best night of your life. Make it last. You're in a good place to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see what he is. Obviously, he's just incredibly gifted. You see that when you watch him. He's also very, very thin. It's not a game where he's going to be asked to put his back to the basket and go down on the block. That's not how the game's played now. But there is some physicality in the sport, and I wonder how that part translates. I don't know. But look, I mean, seeing him with Pop, # respect the game. And seeing the picture of him out to dinner with Ginobili and Robinson and Duncan and that whole...
Yeah, I got a question. Did you see the shoes Duncan was wearing?
I did not.
They look like Andy Dufresne's boots in Shawshank.
The shiny ones he wore when he struck out?
No, not the shiny ones.
Oh.
The ones he was up on top when he asked for the bucket of suds.
Some suds. He's a working man, Steve. What do you mean? You know, he has work boots on.
No, going back, Windhorst, I thought was great. I heard him talking, I think it was with Simmons, and he talked about when he went over there and what he did. He spent time with his coaches, his family. He wanted to get to know the guy. Like, this is the future. And I, what I thought was, you know, and then he said, you know, I watched him play and he wants to play. But what stuck out is Windhorst, I thought Windhorst put it great. He's going to get embarrassed. He's going to get dunked on multiple times. But what is also going to happen is he is going to block shots at a rate that we haven't seen in a long time. Okay. He said he's that good of an athlete. The range he could cover, he said he's never seen. He could go rim to the corner and get a hand up on guys. So that, like, that's what I want to see, is like, how does it calculate to the NBA game? Absolutely. Sure. There's going to be learning curves. You know, I still say there's only one Shaq that came on and then was just that dominant near the rim. Well, this is obviously a different build, but like when he's standing next to Dave, he's standing next to David Robinson, his head, his chin is over David Robinson's head.
He's a very tall person.
Legit 7'5" in the hands. We saw in the baseball Yankee Stadium. So I'm happy for him. Kind of think San Antonio lucked out again getting him, but hey.
I mean, it's a chance to get a generational player. I made the point last week in talking to several different people, Jay Billis and PJ Colissimo. Just you bring up Duncan, and I understand why, because he's a number one player and he's a big, but Tim Duncan was a 4-year ACC player whose team went to the Final Four. I mean, you had a much
Final
more
Four, they lost.
Oh, that's right. They lost to Utah.
Stanford.
Well, I beg your pardon. Beat you to Utah, lost to Stanford?
Yeah, no. Stanford lost to Utah that year in Sweet 16.
Sorry, Utah. I was trying to have you beaten by a lot of people, and
Utah beat Stanford to go to the Final Four.
You didn't lose to any of them.
No.
Okay. Other than all the last stuff I just said that was wrong, he did play for 4 years at Wake Forest, where he was a really good player. So he was. Now you could say, well, Wembanyama's played in a professional league in France. France. Yes, of course. I know that's true. I just think he's a teenager. And he's a slight teenager. So there's years to get physically more developed. Look at Giannis when he came over compared to now. I mean, he's allowed to bake. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our guy Trog Keller back in the day, ESPN Radio. He said, you got to let things bake. And let the guy bake for a while. Let him. And by the way, in the NBA, you can get baked now. It doesn't make a difference. They don't test for marijuana. So
hey, no.
Do what you want. Just give the guy some time. We don't really have that luxury now. He's supposed to be great immediately.
So we want 20 and 20 night one.
I am interested, though, like to see these guys I haven't seen. I don't. And I got to remind myself, I mean, go back and look at most drafts in the first round. It's a speculative league. Mm. You're taking guys that just aren't going to impact the game. Lots of them. Most of them don't, even in like lottery picks. So, you know, it's little patience is required.
Yeah, it's crazy. You and I sitting here every night watching as much college hoops as we do, and that's the first thing I went to the next morning, is I went to see who wasn't drafted. And it's like, I thought Mike Miles was a stud at TCU. I thought somebody would draft him.
Loved him.
Timmy, no. Chibwe, I don't think he got drafted. Like, it was
the Arizona big man.
Yeah, Tabellus.
I loved his game as too.
Yeah.
I said it on SportsCenter that night. Crazy. I go, look, if you're a college big like Baycott for Carolina, just stay forever.
Yeah.
Kofi Coburn should have stayed at Illinois 2 years ago, and he didn't, and then he didn't get picked.
Mm.
I mean, if Edie's smart to go back to Purdue, I mean, would he have even been picked? I don't know. The way bigs are asked now to play, if you can't guard pick and roll and you can get lost out there on defense, and Edie's not the swiftest of foot to begin with, then I don't know how it translates, even though he's an excellent basketball player. Won the Naismith Award. Chibwe won the Naismith Award the year before. Didn't get picked. If you're a big, stay in college and get money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really, really wild.
It is.
I mean, Sonogo didn't get picked.
I know.
All that guy did was give everyone he played against buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the combine, same deal. That guy can play.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me he can't play in the league? I can't believe that's true. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm rooting for him to make it. I enjoyed watching that guy go, but I don't know. Big's not coveted clearly at this point.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
As we speak, we're going on. This is Monday we're recording. LSU's taking a 6-2 lead over Florida. If they win, they will win the title. And Florida needs to come roaring back. It's like an NCAA tournament game where people forget like a Final Four game. You know what I mean? A great Final Four. Or maybe even in a great Elite Eight game. And you go back and when it's over, you'll forget that that was the game of the tournament. If LSU wins this tournament, the way they won on the Tanks home run in the bottom of the 11th after Wake had a run thrown out at the plate in a scoreless game in an elimination game. I can't even remember what inning that was.
I think it was the seventh or eighth.
It went on so long. It was late.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of thing where that was the one seed that got beat by LSU in an elimination game on a 2-run walk-off. And now LSU would beat Florida in a best of three that got to three. So obviously Florida deserves a ton of credit for the season they would have had, but it's the kind of thing where I hope people remember the game that Wake and LSU played before the final, because it was a couple of pitchers that are going to be high draft picks that lived up to the billing. And I don't know. It's just, people have clearly been watching this event.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And LSU fans, you guys, there's nothing like you. You're a force of nature.
Yep.
I'm not talking about the Jell-O shots, although you're establishing a mark for that.
That's Jell-O shots to them. That's like milk in the morning.
Yeah, I understand. That's why you guys don't understand. You're keeping score on something that they're just laughing about, like Jell-O shots. You kidding? They give those to their children. They put those in the freezer for their infants to gum. They're for babies, not for grown-ups.
No,
but we'll buy them. How many you got? How many you got left? All of them.
Coming.
Then make more and we'll buy all of them. But we'll see. I mean, it's still early. It's only the third inning. So, I mean, who knows? But I could date myself with that. And if so, then the Wake Forest LSU game was still great. And congrats to Florida if they come back. You abandoned me to go to the beach, which is fine.
Yep.
I was concerned. We thought it rained here quite a bit, but you had some sun come out. How'd that work out?
Super lucky. It looked like it was going to rain the whole weekend. Ended up being over in Dewey for three gorgeous days at the beach. Weekends worked out. Hadn't been able to go on vacation with my sister and her kids. Wanted her to come down. They hadn't been to Dewey. Got it all in. There were some things that happened in the end. We got away injury-free. But I do want to shout out the BB Healthcare in Rehoboth. They had a walk-in clinic, Scott.
Here we go. Walk-in clinic.
3-year-old wakes up from a nap and is just pure. I could see, like, she's in a daze, pointing at her ear, holding her ear. And I'm like, all right.
The dreaded beach ear infection.
Friday, 5:30. I had just texted you. Hey, we're going down to Bethany for dinner. Wanted to show the sister around the neighborhood, show where the new spot was. And I think 5 minutes later, after you texted me back, I was en route to the walk-in clinic on Friday at about 6 p.m.
So that's a wait time of, that's probably got you right in.
Actually, and that's why I want to shout them out. They were great. They saw my daughter in pain. Like, it was, she wasn't herself. Like, you know, your kids, you know, when they are not themselves, and it was not good. But we got the drugs, got a big ear infection. And it gets me to my next point for the dads out there. If you think you want to torture yourself for some reason, when they tell you your kid can't go into underwater, go and hold your kid in the pool. That's a fun time as she's trying to dunk her head every single second. And I think we lasted 45 minutes where dad had to tap out after that because of the, I mean, she tried putting her head in the water every single direction. It's like 80 degrees. You're trying to tell you can't go underwater. You know what a three-year-old's going to do.
She's gonna put her head under the water.
Dad didn't let her. We held strong.
And she hated you with the fury of a thousand suns.
Hated it. Luckily, we have one of those walk-in pools where there's a little area where we could sit on a step for maybe 4 seconds, and then they walk around. But, yeah, dads out there, have fun with that one. But we did succeed. Not fun, but the kids wanted to go in the pool. Dad was not going to turn the kids away from going in the pool. And it got there. Shout out to all the people that survived the running of the bull. We walked to dinner Saturday, and the debauchery was seen a lot, I'll just say, on the walk to and from Woody's from dinner.
Those that know, those that don't, there's a beach bar called the Starboard. Shout out to our guy, Monty.
Yep.
He's pretty much he's just taken over the entire town at this point. It's all his. But Running of the Bulls is a charitable event.
Yeah.
It's just another opportunity for people to come just drink and buy a t-shirt. Like, it's a sponsored drinking event that benefits someone, which is great for the someone. But people get absolutely obliterated, and the carnage has just got to be everywhere.
Oof. And it's just genius, because on that day when there's so many people there and he's got bands, it's a fundraiser for the fire department in the area. It's a great cause. They've been doing it 26 years. And to see the look on people's faces after they do the Running of the Bull on the beach, to where they get their free t-shirt, which gets them back into the Starboard and not have to pay the cover. That might be the happiest group of people I've seen this summer at the beach. And then it all starts again. So
that's the genius of our guy, Monty. We got to get him. We got to get him working, thinking like for us, like, how do we get it coming?
We get the creative mind.
Right. Get it coming and going. Like, hey, you come in, you do breakfast here. Then you have a little pregame. Then you do the run on the beach. Then you get a t-shirt. And what do? That gets you to, you get to come on back in. Have some more suds.
Yep.
Have some more crushes. And then you pass out.
Go to Sauced and get a slice of pizza.
Why wouldn't you?
You know?
Now featuring the new, I think the new menu item is on the menu.
Okay.
I think that if you're.
No, it's Scott Van Melt, right? That's Starboard.
It's the Starboard. Yeah. The new joint's got the SVP. It's a grilled cheese and bacon sandwich, Steve, with the tomato.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, it is. They had some ridiculous thing that had arugula and raspberries or something. Yeah. I'm like, look, I mean, I'm not making any money off this, nor do I want any. But if you're going to put my name on it, at least make it something
proper.
I'd eat. At least
proper.
Make it a proper sandwich.
Mm.
Crispy bacon, grilled cheese, beefsteak, tomato. That's a proper sandwich. So you're going to put my name on that. There you go. Would I eat it? Ask yourself, just would I eat it? Start with that. Yes, I would. And I plan on just not paying for it. That's all I ask. I don't want any proceeds.
And a parking spot. I need to park.
Yeah. Well, that's for network people. And we're on cable, as we've learned through the years. The spots for network.
Yes. Yeah.
That's for our guy, Sanzi. I'm just a humble cable television host, but not for long, because this end of this week, I'll see you later.
While we're talking Monty, a couple more plugs. Open up a new restaurant, Claw.
Okay.
Phenomenal. And he's got a Downtown Blues, Bethany Blues chain, sure, downtown Rehoboth. So you're not in Dewey, you're in Bethany, you're in Rehoboth. He's got you covered.
Nobody better. This is just our friend. We just tell you to go support our friends. And
can't believe the amount of oranges they go through. Oof.
People like what they put with the oranges.
The crush.
There you go. And the beach is calling. We'll be heading that way eventually.
Mm.
And it'll be summertime. We will pop in from time to time. I was hoping to have an Orioles Reds update. Who imagined that late June Orioles Reds would be as exciting a series as it was? We got a rain delay at this point.
Oh, I saw 2-1 Orioles.
Well, it is that, but I mean, it's third inning. I don't feel like that's an update worth giving. Okay. I mean, obviously anything could happen. Shout to Joey Votto, who was our guest last week.
Oh, awesome.
What a fun week. I mean, we had
Votto.
Well, we had him on after they won. And I mean, just there's
been Woj during the smart trade. You had Wemby, Carlissimo.
We had Gallen in.
Oh yeah, Gallen and Corbin.
Like couple of snakes.
Youngsters.
That was really fun.
It was awesome.
Really, really fun.
Happy for those guys.
Just a fun week of I mean, two different division leaders that I never dreamt would be in the Reds and the Diamondbacks.
Mm.
And then you get Votto immediately after he's come back. And I thought he was so honest just about not wanting to screw up what the
mojo.
Right. And I mean, he was sincere about that. You could tell. Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, later in the week here, the Diamondbacks, they're coming into town and Gallen, who pitched that day, and Corbin Carroll come and hang out and just in studio, just a shout to the teams out there. Like, we're here. When you come to town, like, come through.
Just not in July.
Right. Just not in July. Cause I'm leaving.
Good luck. Come by to me.
Come by if you want. I'm not going to be around. I'd say come see Tony Kornheiser. I haven't seen him once since I've been here.
Not once.
Not once.
I want his office. Tell Tony I want his office.
You tell Tony you want his office.
I've never met him. It's been 4 years.
Just take it. What's he going to do? Fight you?
What's he going to leave his house?
Someone tell Kornheiser Steve is claiming his office in the name of Ansonia.
I'm asking permission.
No, claiming it in the name of Ansonia.
Asking permission.
Okay.
That legend.
When we come back, are we going to have our new space?
I think so.
Shout to Jeff Scott. I just turned in. Jeffrey just gave me like the shrug emoji. He's not in charge.
He's not taking any of that responsibility.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I just was curious. Like, I mean, maybe if I got just like a little meza, like, well, maybe. I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see. Some content coming throughout the summer.
Maybe.
Tom Dolan next week in the Dad Talk Lane. Olympic champion. Really fun conversation. I think people enjoy that. And other than that, as you were, be safe.
You too.
Enjoy the 4th. Be careful for those bootleg fireworks. Hashtag Recris. The real ones know. And we'll see you soon.
Mix in some waters, people.
There you go.